keepsake that will last a lifetime. Now, we have an experience that I know will last a lifetime for the kids involved and also for their audience. We have members of the cast of The Little Mermaid Junior, Disney's The Little Mermaid Junior. And let's meet all of them. And we'll start with you, Allison. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 11 and a half years old. I have a bearded dragon. Her name is Bailey. And
did you say a bearded dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like an iguana?
It's a lizard.
Cool. I didn't know that. It lives in like a heated aquarium?
Cage. Yeah.
Cool. Would you like to say hello to anybody besides Bailey, the bearded dragon?
Hi, Mom and Dad.
That's good. You got them in the right order, the bearded dragon, then Mom, then Dad. What do you like to do in addition to acting?
I like to sing and draw a lot.
How long have you been at Propel East?
Hold on. 7 years.
7 years. So you
Since
started, you're in sixth grade now, so you mm-hmm. started in kindergarten. That's terrific. And you play the part of Ursula, I believe.
Yep.
And playing the part of Ariel is Alicia Lee. And let's meet you, Alicia. How are you?
Good.
Oh, and before I forget, just going back to you, Allison, what community are you from?
Forest Hills.
I grew up very close to there. I always want to be certain that we mention communities that people are from, because when you're at a charter school, you might be from just about anywhere. So where are you from, Alicia?
I'm from Monroeville.
From Monroeville. Also, I grew up in Churchill, so right between you guys. And tell me a little bit about yourself.
I love to dance and sing, and I love gymnastics. And I have a dog. It's a pug. Her name is Princess.
Oh, I was just looking at a picture of a pug yesterday. Are you one of those people that loves pugs?
Yes.
I was looking at a really great picture somebody sent me of a pug. Princess the pug?
Yes.
Has Princess the pug met Bailey the bearded dragon?
No.
Be interesting, though.
I know it would.
What else do you like to do?
I also like to draw, and I love to read, too.
And have you been at Propel since the very beginning?
I've been at Propel since first grade.
Excellent. I'm at the very beginning of your academic career,
yeah.
Not the very beginning of time, but great that you've been there. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Great. And by the way, once you hear Allison and Alicia and Josh perform, if you want to send a note to them, word of encouragement, go to slbradio.org. And you can use instant input to get a note directly to us. Next, we have Josh. Good morning.
Morning.
And let me ask you first where you are from so I don't forget.
I'm from North Braddock.
Excellent. See, it's one of the things I love about where a school can have some diversity. Three different communities all together under one roof. Propel East is kind of nestled in Turtle Creek. I always want to say it's Pitcairn proper, even though the school's in Turtle Creek. I should ask Mike Evans, assistant principal Mike Evans. Is Propel East in Turtle Creek?
It is,
okay. Because I know, knowing that area growing up, it's really close to Pitcairn. Josh, tell me about yourself.
I like to have fun.
Well, that's a good objective in life. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And you play Sebastian in the play. So define fun. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play sports, especially football. I play for the Woven Hill Wolverines.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. And that's good that you can do that as a charter school student. So you're able to participate in that program. That's fantastic. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
like to say hello to my team out there in Woodland Hills.
Very good. Hello, team. You know, that was my team. I went to Wilkins Junior High School, and we were the Wolverines on Churchill Road. And when that was before Woodland Hills was created. I'm glad they're still using the Wolverines nickname. I forgot all. And the Wolverina and all of those places.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me turn to Mr. Evans, to Mike Evans, who I keep saying assistant principal. It's co-principal of Propel East, along with Sandy Goff. And Mike, are you involved with the musical itself, or are you here mostly out of pride for the kids? How about if I turn your microphone on? Wouldn't you like that for the principal? You could here we go.
A little bit of both. I don't have any experience with any of this, but I just try to help and support as much as I can.
Well, fantastic. I'm very glad that you're here. Do you think there are any misperceptions about charter schools? I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position representing an entire branch of education. One, I think, just myself, is, you know, charter schools are public schools. They are open to all, and they also are not selective. It's a complete, with the exception of siblings, generally, it's a completely random selection of students. But they're given freedom to manage their curricula a little differently and in an innovative way.
Right, and that's probably the major misconception, I think, is a lot of people feel we choose and select students, and it's not like that at all. I mean, it's really done through a lottery process, and I think that's probably the largest misconception.
Yeah, in full disclosure, I've been on the board of a charter school, Manchester Academic Charter School, for about 10 years or so, and they're great traditional schools, great charter schools. A lot of it, I think, depends on families interacting with the kids as well as the other adults that are in the school. So, you know, you can get great results anywhere, and we've spent a lot of time at Propel East and enjoyed doing so. So the play, it's Disney's The Little Mermaid. You're presenting it, The Little Mermaid Junior, through arrangements with Music Theater International based on Hans Christian Andersen's story in the Disney film. And great music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Howard Ashman and Glenn Slater, book by Doug Wright, and adapted from David Weinstein. Now, I understand you already are sold out for your two main performances, but the dress rehearsal has been opened up May 8th at 7 p.m. with tickets at only $2, with proceeds benefiting the department here. So May 8th for the dress rehearsal, and then maybe you can stand in the back May 9th or 10th. All shows at 7 p.m., 3 days in a row. And you've got three songs to do, and each of you sing. And I think we're going to start with, or four songs possibly. I think we're going to start with Alicia. And this song is called Part of Your World. And is this a solo for you,
yes,
Alicia? Well, here she is. You feel ready to
yes.
go? Here, I have to be sure I'm ready. Here is Alicia in the role of Ariel from Disney's The Little Mermaid Junior.
If only I can make my father understand me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things can be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. And I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the... What's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. Ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word? Burn, when's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea. Wish I could be part of that world.
What a beautiful voice you have.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Wow, you really sound great. That was Alicia Lee. And good morning to Rose Irwin. Does anybody know a Rose Irwin? Allison raised her hand. And Rose Irwin went to slbradio.org and with her own fingers typed, Allie, we can't wait to see you in The Little Mermaid. Good luck. See you tonight. Now, tonight isn't the show. She's probably going to see you for something else. but she sure. she says hello. And thank you, Rose. If you'd like to send a message to anybody here, just go to Instant Input, which is right at slbradio.org, our website, and you can type in there. 29 now after 10. And we turn to the man who likes to have fun. His name is Josh, and he is in the role of Sebastian, and he is going to play a song that needs no introduction whatsoever. It's probably the showstopper among the songs, at least, that we're hearing today, I think.
Would say.
He would say. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here is, you just heard from Alicia Lee, this is Josh Rawlings.
Life from the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, not it on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Down it's better than where it's without. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down there, all the fish is happy as out through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in the bowl. The fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who gonna be on the plate? Uh-oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in frigazi. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is deep bubbles under the sea.
The newt play the flute, the cop play the hop, the bass play the bass, and they sounding sharp. The bass play the brass, the trub play the dub, the flute is the duke of soul. Today he can play the lings on the strings. The trout rocking out, the blackfish he sings. The sprout and the sprat, they know where it's at, and know that blowfish blow. Under the sea, under the sea, when the sardine begin, I begin, it's music to me. What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a Hackleystation band. East little snare here, know how to wear here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Sounds just beautiful. Good job for you. And just, oh, there's another note here that I need to pass in. It's another member of Allie's fan club, I think. It's Eileen and Jim who write. Yes, they write, "You are our shining star." And then they took the caps lock off and wrote, "We can't wait to see you on stage again." And then, because they're so kind, they wrote, "Josh and Alicia, you are great too."
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that nice? So next, we are going to hear from Allison. And this is the song "Poor Unfortunate Souls." And we'll make sure Allie is ready. I think she's ready. Are you ready? We're ready. You can huddle closer together if you're going to be singing. Well, we going to have some background vocals here?
Yeah.
You two can share that microphone. Oh, there you go. All ready to go. All set?
Okay,
we're out of time. Thank you for coming. No, here we go. Once again, you're listening to students from Propel East and their upcoming production of The Little Mermaid Junior.
Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True? Yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need.
This one longing to be thinner.
That one wants to get the girl.
And I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls.
Bad.
But true. They come flocking to my cauldron crying, "Spells, Ursula, please." And I help them? Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I have to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Now, I have a spell that will turn you into a human for 3 days. Before the sun sets on the third day, you've got to get dear old Princey to kiss you. If you do, you will stay human forever.
And if I don't?
You will turn back into a mermaid and your soul will be mine forever. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Of course, there's one more thing, my fee.
But I don't have any...
I'm not asking for much, only your voice.
But if I give away my voice, how can I ever...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. Come on, you poor, unfortunate soul. Go ahead. Make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice. You poor, unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead, achieve your goal. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll.
You poor, unfortunate soul.
Beautifully done. Your Saturday Light Brigade microphone lessons have taken off very well and have taken root. This is really a fun play. This is Propel East that is performing scenes from their production of Little Mermaid Junior. You can attend the dress rehearsal on May 8th, which is just a few days away, and the show is Thursday and Friday, May 9th and 10th, and then the dress rehearsal May 8th. The shows are at Propel Pitcairn, and one thing you need to know, there's 43 cast members and 28 crew members, 71 people involved in the musical. And they built and painted the large set pieces. And we want to acknowledge Anna Marie Joyce, who is producer and musical director, Bethany Thomas, stage director, choreographer, Gina Dutkovich, and 20 staff members at Propel volunteering their time and talents to help. We have one more number, but I wanted to turn over to co-principal Evans again. What a great engagement for the school. How many students, roughly, this is the middle school, right, grades six? I'm just curious, everybody involved in the play, are they all grade six through eight?
Or? No, we have roughly 400 students, but we have K through eight, and the play goes four through eight. Yeah. So we have, out of the 20 or plus staff members. I mean, that's through the whole entire building.
So for 4 through 8 is about 200 students or so, it sounds. So about a third of the eligible students by age are in
the
play.
Yeah, it's a pretty big undertaking.
It's pretty amazing to have a third of the kids involved in the production. Is there anything else you would like to mention that we haven't had a chance to?
No, I mean, I think it's really amazing to see all the different grade levels come together and really work, you know, as one. It's amazing. They don't necessarily see if they're in sixth grade, a fourth grader that often, but then they can go up on stage and perform so amazingly. So it's amazing, amazing job that they can do this.
Excellent. And I want to turn to you three because this is our last chance to talk before Josh takes another song, I hope, with the two of you as well. First, did any of you mean to say something that you forgot to say, perhaps, that somebody to say hello to?
I would just like to thank Ms. Joyce, Ms. Thomas, and Ms. Dukovich and all the other staff members that helped us, you know, really put the play together for us. And without them, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
And I want to say thank you to all my my family members and everyone who's listening.
I give a shout out to the parents for picking everybody up from practice.
That's a nice thing to do. The mom and dad's taxi service for doing that. I'm curious, too, if any of you have thought about what you might want to be when you get older. Josh?
I knew.
An NFL player or a trumpet player. That's my.
Okay, good to have a backup plan for that.
I want to be an actress or a gymnast.
Excellent.
I want to be an actress. I want to, like, someday at least go to Broadway and live my dream.
Well, you are already on the start to that. We're going to hear one more from Little Mermaid Jr., and this one features Josh, and the song is called Kiss the Girl. Josh is getting all of these romantic songs here. Are you ready? He's ready. Here we go.
There you see her.
Sha-la-la.
Sitting there across the way.
Sha-la-la.
She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her.
and you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she want you to. That is one way to ask her.
Kiss the girl.
It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, my oh my. Look like the boy too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad? Ain't it a shame?
Too bad, he's gonna miss the girl.
Yes. Beatrice. I mean Annabelle. Ariel. Beatrice.
Ariel.
Her name is Ariel. 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 Hey, that's kind of pretty.
Okay, Ariel. Sha la 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 la, float along and listen to the song. The song say, kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, music play. Do what the music say. You gotta kiss the girl. 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 Oh, you wanna kiss the girl.
Oh, I wish you could see the energy here.
Oh,
I know
gosh.
You can hear the energy. And Olivia just sent a note saying Allie, you are awesome. I thought it said all of you are awesome, but it does hold true that all of you are awesome. And thank you, Olivia, for your note. Now, congratulations. This is Propel East. Remember Propel East students and the fine job they've done representing Propel schools.
Thank you.
Also, the play will be at Propel Pitcairn. And again, it has a dress rehearsal Wednesday at 7 that you can go to. And the other shows are pretty much sold out Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Break every leg possible, right? But make sure you do it. Make sure you have health cover. Do they still say break a leg? Have we come up with a more gentle way to say that yet? Josh will work on that. Like break a virtual leg. There you go.
Lickety split.
There you go. Do a really good job as quickly as possible. Congratulations.
Thank you.